You know how things turn really, really bad and, you know, bad things happen in threes or multiples of threes or multiples and multiples and multiples of threes? Well, I did a bit of a break, which is quite nice. So I'm just kind of like, yes, finally. I'm actually kind of debt-free at the moment, which is rather scary. Because I've been a bit worried because my credit card bill is due in a couple of weeks and I had to pay the last part of the hotel and some train tickets and stuff like that. And one of the guys I'm going with hasn't paid me the money yet, so I'm just like, oh, I need money off you now. And I just had some money miraculously appear in my bank account that I wasn't expecting, so I'm just like, thank you. So, well, life is good. I am going out to the pub this week, which is even better. I'm not exactly in the clear yet, not until I get paid, and not until I've paid my mother back the credit card money that I owe. Oh, God. Steve is so going to make that into a ringtone. Ah! Dear me. Steve, don't do that one, okay? I know I yawn, but don't make that into a ringtone. It's not a good thing. But kind of miraculously been able to pay my credit card off, which is great. There's about 10 quid left in it, which is, you know, neither here nor there. Yeah, that's just like, whoa, cool. I'm still waiting for my DLA to be sorted out, because the bastards are bastards. But we're getting there. And it's just kind of like, okay. And now I'm just waiting for social services to get in touch, which is always fun. And actually, the weird thing is I was at the NAB on the weekend, on Friday, and I actually met Sue Warnes again, who was the nice lady from social services who actually taught me my lawn cane back in 2007. And I was just like, I know you. And she's like, yeah, it's Sue, I taught you your cane. And it's like, oh my God. It didn't help that she kind of had her hair long and in a ponytail. But I was just like, it is you. I know I recognise the voice from somewhere. And the weird thing is, we'd just been talking about her like an hour and a half before me and Paul the receptionist, and it's like, we were just talking about you. Cool. Because I'm now in Durham, I don't deal with her very much. I deal with a nice lady in Great Yarmouth, I think, side of it. Because I'm in Breckland, and Aylsham is, like, not Breckland. I think Aylsham is Broadland. I don't understand it. But yeah. So it's, like, weird. Randomly weird. It's very strange. Things haven't been too bad now. They were better. They're better than they were half an hour ago. And I found Isis Puss curled up in here when I was coming to bed. And she's like, I love you. Please don't move me. But I evicted her because I'm cruel. But she's been so nice to me today, actually. Both of the girls are just like, it's your birthday. We love you. We're going to be nice to you. Give us extra food. Thank you. But it was really quite sweet how nice they were being to me. Okay. Yeah, it's yawning time again. It's Steve's opportunity to make ringtones. It's not fair when fellow blindy folk pick on me because I yawn. Bless his heart. I'm going to take his Kindle away if he makes a... in fact, I'm going to get Angie to take his Kindle away if he makes a ringtone of me yawning. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Right, I'm going to go away now. Night, folks.